I've been
years.
Here 22 years and I've never seen it.
Yeah,
never.
It's something crazy that happened.
Autumn Montoya is among several neighbors and volunteers gathered at the Silver Saddle General Store. It's about 5 miles northeast of Flagstaff Mall to help with the sandbag effort and to tell stories of floodwaters carrying mud into their homes. Montoya lives on Mary's Road, which is east of Highway 89. Rainwater rolls off Mount Eldon, travels several hundred yards where it crosses the highway and floods her neighborhood. She says the response from the community and from her neighbors has been overwhelming.
Volunteer after volunteer just walking up and saying, hi, how can I help? Just strangers just coming up, tons and tons. And we're so grateful and thankful and amazed.
Among the volunteers is Flagstaff Sheriff's Posse member Mark Gallagher. Gallagher says volunteers went through 10,000 sandbags on Tuesday. He says one home needed 2,000 bags to guard against further flooding.
Because we couldn't get access to the back of the property to put in New Jersey barriers, so we had to build up a fortified wall next to his fence to try to divert the floodwaters.
This is the third time in the last 8 days that homes in the area have been flooded. Efforts are underway by the county to reroute the waters to avoid further damage. But with more rain in the forecast, it's far from a sure thing. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Terry Ward in Flagstaff.